Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Desh Bachan, the first female editor of a motoring website. Good afternoon to you and thank you for being with us on 101.9 Hi FM.
Good afternoon, Simon, and thank you so much for having me on your show today.
I'm really ecstatic about having you. I must say I went onto your website, which is all very nice and pink to be all nice and girly and appeal to women. And then I clicked on you and I see that you are a mother and an author. And then I get motor vehicles and I know that I'm supposed to be more liberated and I know I'm supposed to be more open-minded. And I'm still amazed that you've got a woman who like just turbocharged away into this man's world.
Thank you very much. But I'd like to just correct you on that introduction. So I am the very first Indian female motoring journalist to own my own motoring magazine with a live feed advertising portal that only advertises for trustworthy bank accredited dealerships in South Africa. So that is my title.
Okay. No, fair enough. No, I just kudos to you. Kudos for you for having the guts to go head on into this very male dominated field.
Sam, can I please ask a motoring question?
Sorry?
Can I please ask a motoring question?
Sure, I was
thank you, Desh.
After my adulation was
thank
over.
Thank you so much. Kathy, it's Simon. Desh, it's Kathy Kayla here.
Hi,
so I know that during lockdown, a lot of the manufacturers, I mean, Volkswagen's got two factories. One of them is in Uitenhage, and they actually closed down and they were manufacturing ventilators. Because they couldn't do it during level five. They couldn't manufacture. So they shut everything down and they started manufacturing ventilators. What has been the impact of coronavirus on the motor industry in general? And then let's look at the new market versus the used market. And we don't have a lot of time, unfortunately.
Okay, yes, Kathy. The second-hand car market, I must say, always makes an impressive mark in South Africa. So I'm glad that it's showing some signs of improvement. Naturally, the initial implementation of lockdown to prevent the rapid spread of COVID has affected the South African vehicle market in a drastic way. But things have been looking up on the positive side for the used car market. Following the moves to levels with fewer restrictions, I would say, and allowing the vehicle market to somewhat operate. We have been monitoring on Women Talk the inquiries, and statistically, our buyers are currently opting for second-hand vehicles rather than buying brand new vehicles. With many of our dealerships, we see that this unforeseen pandemic has severely impacted them all over the country, resulting in additional challenges, which include stock management and operations as a whole. So I have noticed a bit of an increase in prices, but we are also noticing the increase of leads generated, essentially leading to our dealerships selling their cars faster than we experienced earlier this year. So yes, I'm quite excited about that. I think there might be several factors that are influencing the more positive sales with our pre-used vehicle listings than opposed to the new car stock, but that's where we are right now, and we're just hoping for a better end to this year.
Desh, I'm struggling to understand why this is in fact happening. I mean, I'm so aware of the fact that certain rental companies are defleeting in massive ways, up to 10,000 vehicles a pop. I mean, how can this not have the effect of decimating the secondhand car market? Who's buying?
I'm not buying. that much I can tell you. But, I mean, you know, I think it was when lockdown happened, there was just 17,000 car sales in South Africa, and that increased to 7.5 million lockdown was. Yeah, so I mean, statistically, that is what it is, and I can't really go into the minds and the homes of people that are buying right now. I'm just conveying what it is that we have statistically on our website. We have a stock holding of over 6,000 to 7,000 cars, so that is what we are selling at the moment.
Let's talk new cars just for a moment. Is there anything exciting that's come onto the South African market in the last month or two that if we're in the market we should be aware of?
Okay, so Simon, as you know, we're not, as journalists, we're not attending physical launches, but Last week, we just attended the all-new Land Rover Defender virtual launch last week, I think it was Thursday. And this premium segment vehicle is causing quite an amount of attention, which I think really and truly hasn't been affected by this pandemic. So, you know, we're trying to keep positive. So to your listeners, you can follow Woman Talk for your soon-to-be uploaded car review on the Defender. And then there's a few, but I would be failing in my duty as an Indian motoring journalist if I did not mention the Mahindra TUV 300L. So it's
That's interesting, yeah.
It is the only Indian manufacturer for passenger vehicles at the moment in South Africa. So, yes, I must bring that in. So, yeah, this car slots in between the XUV 300 and XUV 500. And, yes, Simon, just for your listeners, Mahindra is pretty attentive about the pronunciation of that 00. So it's not 300 or 300, okay? It is a 00. Anyway, this vehicle can be taken off-road and has 74 kilowatts and 240 newton meters at its advantage. And, well, according to Mahindra, you can expect to get over 1,100 kilometers from the 60-liter tank. And, well, a reported 6 liters per 100 kilometers, which is quite economical at this point in time in our lives. And, yeah, so you can even look out for more detailed reviews on the Mahindra on your website as soon as we can get our behinds into that press fleet vehicles.
Tish, what a joy speaking to you. Thank you so much. Just by the way, I Googled the new Land Rover Defender. It is not a vehicle. It is a piece of art. It is beautiful beyond belief. Thank you so much for speaking to us, and I can't wait to catch up with you in the next couple of months.
Simon, I just want to add one more thing in on the eve of Women's Month, if you don't mind. Sure. Your producer did say that I could talk a little bit about the Motoring Woman of the Year Awards. Is that okay? Can I go ahead?
We actually, I'm so sorry, but we are actually out of time.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. But good luck with the awards. And yeah, maybe we can actually get you on. When are the awards?
The awards is we're moving into the final stages of the voting.
Okay, just hold on, just the date, Desh. We really are out of time. Anyhow, that was Desh, and yeah.